welcome you back in. We are just getting ready to start the second quarter, and the Rockets do lead 34-0. Yes, that is correct. 34-0 on the failed two-point conversion of the last touchdown. And, Jason, we're going to bring up, why do you think they went for that two-point conversion? And I think anybody would really kind of obviously know. You know, we touched on it in the pregame show. Sponsored by Max Performance, that 42 points get you the, you know, 42-point lead gets you the running clock. Shelby County at 34, and I figured, you know, they're thinking, well, let's go ahead and try to get 2 points. That gives us 36, and then we just need 6 more points on a touchdown. We don't even need the extra point now to get the running clock. As Edwards kicks off, and he's a squib kick, gets all the way again. He squib kicked that one. Didn't look like he kicked it all that hard. It only landed about the 30-yard line. But Breckenridge didn't pick it up, and it goes into the end zone for another touchback, and we'll start at the 20, first and 10.
You're going to see a lot of guys come in that don't get a chance to play. I mean, you're going to see he's going to put the starters back in. They're not on kickoff. He had some different guys in. But there's Perry and Manica, looks like Davis. They're all in on defense. I would have to say he'll go maybe this half and then the second half switch it up.
I believe you're probably right on that. And, you know, you want to get some younger guys. I mean, the team is young already, but you want to get some younger guys some playing time. So Tosh, quarterback, gets the snap, takes the handoff to his fullback. He's breaking tackles. He's all the way up to the 36-yard line. So, it, you know, Shelby County defense looks like they may be kind of getting a little bit lax, which, you know, would be easy to do when you're up 34-0 and you have a lower quality opponent like we talked about. But that's still not going to make Shipley and the coaches, you know, any of the coaches, you know, Don Burley, Smith, Calvin, Coach Calvin especially, you know, he's defensive backs. He doesn't want to have to see his defensive backs come up and make a tackle, you know, up there like that, because defensive line and linebackers missed him or didn't even really get a chance to make a tackle, really. But nonetheless, it is first and 10 on that 16-yard run by the quarterback there, Sosh. He sends a man in motion. Gets the snap, hands it off to his fullback right at the middle, gets about 4 yards out to the 40.
Sosh has had a couple of good plays early on. It just hadn't been enough. You get a play, and then the Rockets defense just stops him. But he has had a couple of good plays. He's tried to throw the ball an awful lot. And one thing I noticed, he was throwing the ball to the left, to his left,
his left
side of the field. And Davis was over there the entire time and not even looking at it. He's basically cutting off half the field.
Yeah.
And if you're going to throw the ball, you've got to mix it up. You got to get the middle. You got to get both sides of the field.
Absolutely. You don't want to become one-dimensional. As Sosh, wow. Sosh barely. He gets a snap, and I don't think he really even got the handoff. I think the running back, the fullback behind him, just happened to be standing there and got the ball put in his gut. But almost simultaneously, the ball hits his running back's gut. There was also a wall of Shelby County defenders led by Jordy Rosoto hitting him. So he did a great job holding on to the ball. Obviously didn't get any yards there. He'll stop right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost a yard. It's going to be second and 6 from the 38 now, 10:40 to go. And Shelby County defense is starting to put the clamps down. Be interesting to watch here. I got a feeling they might try a pass, and you got Brandon Davis over here on our side of the field. Got a timeout, Breckenridge County. They didn't like what they saw, so we're going to take a quick commercial timeout, take a quick commercial break. 10:29 to go. Rockets lead 34-0 over the Tigers of Breckenridge County.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
Ah, a dust broom. You shouldn't have.
Getting your driver's license. Landing that job promotion.
We're working through the weekend.
At Zaxby's, there's nothing we appreciate more than our fans, which is why during our 25th anniversary, we're giving everyone a reason to celebrate, and then some. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal, that's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. It's the meal that's practically begging for jubilation. So, when you're finished enjoying your daughter's first musical recital, attending your high school reunion.
Oh, hi! Who are you again?
And being thankful it's Friday.
We're working through the weekend.
Head down to Zaxby's and celebrate our 25th year with a celebration special meal for a limited time only. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
And good evening and welcome back in. Thanks for staying with us. 10:29 to go. Rockets lead 34-0. We've got Breckenridge facing a 3rd and 8. It's two yards lost on that last run. I thought it was about a yard or so. It'll be 3rd and 8, and they come out. You got a same formation of Rockets use. It's kind of pistol. 5 Rockets get through, and Sosh got the snap. Turns around, fakes the handoff to the back that was going in motion behind him. Looks up, and there's 5 rockets right down in his face within 2 or 3 yards each. So he just kind of swelled that ball over across the middle of the field. There was a receiver somewhat close to it, but obviously I don't think he expected to complete that. Make the incomplete pass and make it 4th and 8, and here comes another punt. And he gets a little bunch formation with the backs in front of the punter, and it's going to be – he started to kind of go to the right. Gonna have a nice block over here. Perry proceeds to punt it about the 30. He's got the right side. He's got blockers. Orsoto with a nice block. Brandon Davis with a nice block. Catler with a nice block. Perry's still going, taking tackles, and that's going to be a touchdown. That's going to come back, though. I think I saw a flag come down. I believe that's going to come back.
And those are the plays. It is going to come back, but I'm sitting there watching that. And the frustrating thing is the coach. I know they're up 34-0. He was going to get this. Well, he was going to get a big gain, regardless of the touchdown. That play didn't need to happen.
Right.
That block in the back. I mean, that was away from the play.
And you just said it's so frustrating. It's got to be for the coach.
Just didn't have to happen.
Yeah. It's one thing, you know, if it's, you know, your offensive tackle holds a guy because he's protecting the quarterback and things like that. But when you get, you know, a block in the back or holds that are 25, 30 yards away from the play and then they're not going to come in to factor anything, that's what hurts. That's what kills you and makes you so mad.
Well, as a coach, I said this, I think at the beginning of the year, no matter how well you play, as a coach, you're always going to find something. That's what you do.
That's your job.
Yeah. And what we're seeing now, they've had 3 penalties and 3 big ones. They've had a pass interference, 15 yards. They had an unsportsmanlike conduct for 15 yards after a big 13-yard run. And then here you have a punt return for a touchdown, and it gets called back on a penalty that just shouldn't have happened.
And he received that at the 35-yard line?
Uh-huh.
So that ends up being, now they're at the 31. You call it 3. They had it spotted at the 28. Catlett's over here. Nobody's on him. Well, now they see it. And Catlett split out to Drain's right on the near side of the field as Drain gets it and hands it off up the middle to, who was that ran that ball? Yeah, the freshman, Jose Carrius. Or Carrius, I believe that he's 8. Number 8. Freshman had some big runs earlier in the season. He played really well and hadn't seen much of him lately. But Carrius comes in, gets that one, and runs it all the way up to the 47-yard line where they've got it marked. So that's going to be a first down. But we were talking right before that play that Keyshawn Catlett was over here just wide open. I mean, there was nobody in front of him. And he waved his hands to show Drain, and then the defensive back saw it and corrected it. Carrius gets the handoff again, busts up the middle, a little bit to the left side, and another nice run. He's still on his feet and finally goes down at about the 30, maybe 31-yard line. So there we are. They're on the 47. Across the 50 and gets all the way down. They've got him marked down at the 29-yard line, just in front of the 30. First and 10, 9:29 to go. Rockets up 34-0 and driving. And you're starting to get some of the, you know, Jose Carrius is in. You got Catlett and Perry coming out now. So you're getting some other guys coming in. See Davis still in there.
Carrius doing a great job running the ball. That's first two carries, and it's been, I haven't seen him get a carry in a while, and 2 double-digit runs.
Absolutely. Got a power formation here. Got all the big guys up on the line. Sends the man in motion, hands it off to Carrius again. He breaks through the line. Gets another nice little run up to about the 20. We got number 22 checking in. That's Keon Stone. So he's going to be your running back. Number 2, Brandon Davis, walks off. Looks like Davis is being replaced by number 3, Catlett. I'll tell you what, speaking of Davis and Catlett, man, next year those guys will both be seniors. That's going to be two of the one of the better receiver duos in the state. So we got a new quarterback in as well. That's number 15, and let me get back to him in just a second. He turns around and pitches it to the right to number 22, Keon Stone, who just checked in. And it's number 15 in. The backup quarterback, Colin O'Hare, is a freshman, 5'6", 160. Also plays linebacker. You might even see him playing some linebacker tonight. But there's another nice run, enough to get a first down, get it down to the 12-yard line.
It's still early in the second quarter, but you can just tell that playing both sides of the ball is just zapped the energy of Breckenridge County. They're getting some easy runs, and they're not getting touched on these runs. These are 2 backups. You got Keon Stone and Jose Carrius.
And O'Hare gets a snap. He turns around. He hands it off to number 33, Connor Dean. And he busted up to the left side. He gets, where were they at? 12-yard line. So he's able to bust it in, and that's a 12-yard touchdown run. Nice run there by Connor Dean.
used three backups on that drive, and they never got, just didn't get touched.
It looked like it was first string offense.
It was really, really easy that time, and I think you're seeing some energy. You can just see it on the Breckenridge County.
And you know, I talked about it. I don't mean any disrespect to Breckenridge County. We're not trying to dog them in any ways. It's just Shelby County is just outclassing them. I mean, but 26 players on your roster compared to, and I can't remember how many Shelby County's got, but probably double that. And, you know, even though Shelby County's young, they are experienced. They've got experience at all the skill positions, and obviously, I mean, they're 9-1. They've been playing great. District champions.
Yeah.
So we're going to take another quick break. It is now 41-0. They're just a point away from that running clock. 7:58 to go, and we will send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break and return shortly.
For the past 11 years, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab has been proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehabilitation in Shelby County and surrounding areas. Whether you're suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance specializes in creating individual treatment plans specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Let us make a positive difference in your life, no matter what your game. Don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN programming.
Welcome back in. I've got another squib kick by Edwards. It's going to be picked up at about the 23-yard line. The runner is making the people miss, but he's running out of real estate, and there's a fumble there, and I believe Shelby County may have that. I could not tell who that was returning the ball.
Breckenridge got it back.
Now, Breckenridge did recover the fumble, but Shelby County was right there. I thought they had it. Ball came out at about the 20 and shot forward a couple yards, and they were able to recover it. Looks like at about the 22-yard line, maybe? Yeah, right at the 22. 41-0, 7:30 to go in the second quarter. So the next score, field goal, touchdown, either way, doesn't matter, or even a safety, will give Shelby County enough, as long as they hold them here, will give enough to start the running clock. Sosh gets the head of spread formation there, had one back to the right of him, and he gets the snap, hands it off, back tries to get up the middle. He may have lost a yard or maybe got right back to the line of scrimmage. Jordy Rosoto on the stop. They're going to lose 2 yards on that one, actually, where they spotted it as a 20.
Jordy Osoto, you've mentioned his name a number of times this year, and I've just really been impressed this entire season with him. He is quick to the ball. He is the guy you want on defense. You got to have a certain attitude to play defense.
Absolutely.
And not everybody can do it. And you want that guy that just has that no-nonsense approach that goes out there, very intelligent out there, high football IQ, but he just goes to the ball, and he lays a hit.
Yeah, absolutely right. Sosh gets the snap, runs to his right. He's rolling. He's got pressure. He's got a receiver. Comes back, makes a great catch with the inbound. They are spotting it. It's a good catch. Looks like it's going to be about a 7-yard gain on that. Probably going to bring a third and about 5. Nice catch. Sosh had a throw there. It was a little bit high. His receiver came back and caused a little bit of separation. I couldn't tell who was on him. I guess that was Catlett over there because Davis is on this side. Catlett stumbled off his footing a little bit and was able to or the receiver was able to get a little bit of separation from him and come back and catch that ball that was high. Going to bring up third and we'll call it 5. Ball at the 26-yard line. Board says 3rd and 12. We know that's not right. Sosh with one back to his right. Four receivers wide. He gets the snap, rolls to his right. He's looking left again over the middle of the field. He's got a receiver. It's a good throw. It was a little bit behind him. Keyshawn Catlett made a great play. The pass was intended for number 32 there, I think, wasn't it? Demetrius Mucker. I believe that's who they were trying for over the middle. It was kind of a crossing route, and Catlett was a few steps behind, but he came up and met the receiver right as the ball was hitting his hand. So the ball thrown a little bit behind him, and Catlett hitting him at the same time, and it's incomplete. So it's a great play by Catlett there.
Looks like we're going to have Manica. Is that Manica back there to receive the punt?
Yes, it
looks
is.
Looks like so. It is.
Got Manica instead of Perry back there. Perry had an amazing night punt, returning punts, and this is the end-over-end punt. Lands at the 42, bounces straight up, and then bounces right at Manica, and he fields it. Oh, wow, he's shaking off tackle. Stiff-arms another one. Gets the edge. Stiff-arms another man. He's at the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's got blockers. 25, 20. He's still going. Another stiff arm, and he's down all the way at the 4-3-yard line. Wow.
Oh, no.
Punches the throw.
Off. Now, Shelby County needs to get back. They need to get their coaches there because they have everything to play for.
Wow.
That was uncalled for.
Wow.
So I've never seen it. I have never seen that in my life.
I have never. Sorry to yell at the radio. That was awful. Manica gets tackled, and I couldn't see what number who the Breckenridge player was. See if you can get that number.
I don't know if it's number 32. I don't want to call the wrong number. I think it's
I thought 32 would be Demetrius Mucker, but I'm not sure that's him, so we're going to hold off on saying that's him. But absolutely uncalled for. I mean, literally gets up, makes a tackle, and gets up while Manica's down and starts punching him in the back of the head. I mean, literally Rocky Balboa punching him, and then takes his helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
And throws it down at Manica.
It was 32.
And
that's uncalled for.
His football days may be up.
Well, and I tell you what, again, Shelby County has everything to play for. And
absolutely.
If you're Manica, and I'll give him credit for not doing anything, because that would have been easy to do something, to have the restraint, and all of our guys, because you're playing, you're in the playoffs.
Right.
And you get suspended this game, you get thrown out this game, you're out the next game automatically.
Yeah.
And you don't want that to happen.
Which, I mean, their season's going to be over, but, I mean, that may be grounds. The KHSA may look at that and may suspend him next year.
I tell you what,
he's a senior maybe. Yeah, he's a senior.
It.
And you got to expect more from a senior. And I know, you know, frustrations, you're getting clobbered. You know, you've had a rough night. You know, he went out early with an injury, he came back. And, you know, he was one of them. Manica just did what Manica does. I don't know how many, 3 or 4 stiff arms there and broken tackles. As O'Hare gets the snap.
Carrius
hands it off to Carrius again, and from the 3-yard line, Carrius goes in for a touchdown. He's going to make it 47-0. That will be a running clock. And we'll see probably an extra point by Josh Edwards coming on. But, yeah, it was just uncalled for, and you would expect, even as a Breckenridge County, you would expect your senior to have a little bit more composure and, you know, just be smarter than that. I mean, that was a full-out, like, a mugging. I mean, that was like UFC brawling there. He stood over top of him. And like you said, you got to give Manica the credit. He sat there and took it and did not really, you know, he kind of jumped up, but he didn't hit back. You got groups, all the Rockets players on the sideline over here are grouped up. Everybody's talking about it. Some of them are reenacting the fight, which is kind of funny to see. But I guess we need to take a quick commercial break. Got the rolling clock at 3:35. We'll take a 30-second break and come right back.
Your ability to put in long, productive days can be limited by the equipment you have to work with. While you're out working day in and day out, Case IH is creating equipment to fit your farm, helping you manage the day-to-day challenges and maximize your opportunities. Case IH can help you be ready. See your local Case IH dealer in Shelbyville, Jacoby Sales, or visit caseih.com. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Welcome back in here at 93.3 Power FM, WXLN Radio. Glad you're with us tonight. In case you're just joining us, it's 3:32 to go until halftime, and the Rockets lead huge, 48-0. And we just had a little bit of a UFC, WWE type of showdown just a second ago. Manica, and nothing, you can't, I don't want the punch stone to take away from Manica what he did. The punt landed about I think it was like the 35, and took about a 2 or 3 yard bounce backwards, and then came down and bounced towards him, and he was almost, he had to field it then. And the kickoff is short here, received it about the 15. We got receiver, tried to dance around, make something happen. The only thing he did was dance right into the arms of the Rocket defender and then get suplexed into the dirt by number 14, Cameron Armstrong, another freshman here getting playing time. But I was saying, I don't want that the punches or the fight, whatever you want to call it, to take away from Manica's return, which was just unreal, because as soon as he caught the ball and got it snugged in tight to him, he was hit by the one of the guys from Breckenridge County who just shot down field. They call them gunners, they just shoot down the field. Hits him and stood him up, and it looked like he was going to go down, and he was able to kind of twist and contort and bounce out. And the guy was holding on to his ankle, but he breaks away from it, and then he comes to the right side of the field and just starts stiff arming, just doling out stiff arms like they were free pancakes or something at a IHOP. I don't know, but just, I mean, just a tremendous run, gets all the way down to the three, and then the unfortunate incident happened. But Sosh gets the snap for Breckenridge. He fakes the handoff up the middle, bounces out to the right side, gets up to about the 29-yard line, we'll call it. See where they spotted at.
Well, that continues a run for the Rockets this season of highlight reel plays. It seems like every time, every game, they have three or four highlight reel plays, and we've seen nearly every touchdown run they've had tonight, or the punt return from Perry earlier on, the one that was called back. They've had highlight after highlight against this Breckenridge team. And you're right, that's an excellent point. You don't want it to take away what happened down there. You don't want that to take away from this game. I think right now you see we've got all the reserves in, that we're playing for a lot more than Breckenridge County is. And you don't want anything crazy to happen with emotions like that. It may have been just isolated with that one person who just snapped.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
You hope that's what it is. You can't see from up here. You don't know what's going on in his mind. It's his last game he's going to play in high school. I don't know, but there's no excuse whatsoever to see to do what he did.
Absolutely, good point. That's not how I want to go out of my last high school game. I may be upset and frustrated, but I'm going to try to at least play the whole game and maybe go out on a nice, you know, a nice tackle if you're on defense or what have you. But nonetheless, and on the last play, Sosh handed it off to number one. That's Anthony Wood, sophomore running back. He was able to get a 4 or 5 yards. It's up at third and six at the 29-yard line. Going to bring up fourth and six now on that play. We've got, fourth and six now. I thought it was going to be fourth down. And again, we do have the running clock, 50 seconds to go. Ball, they were able to get it. It's fourth and three, I'm sorry. He scored it out to the 32, and they were at the 29. So 40 seconds to go until halftime, 48-0. Rockets lead. Obviously, it's not really a contest. And we'll see what happens in the second half, especially after the fireworks that we just had on the penalty there. Sosh gets a handoff, sends a man in motion, gets the handoff, hands it off to his fullback, who I thought went down at 35, but all of a sudden he comes squirting out, and he's up there to 38. That's number 24, I believe. Yes, 24, Michael Montgomery. He's a junior running back, 5'6", 175. And they're trying to do a little hurry-up offense here. Sosh gets a low snap. He's looking deep. He's got a man, but he's got pretty good. Oh, they're going to throw a flag on that. Shouldn't be, but they probably will. No, they don't. I really
thought. Yeah, they did. They threw a flag.
Yeah, he did.
Looked like incidental from here, but at this point.
The receiver had his man beat, which I'm trying to see who was over in coverage.
Brennan Wissman
maybe?
Was over there on the coverage.
Yeah. And he, you know, Wissman was a couple steps behind him, and he was beat. But the ball was thrown. I don't think it was really catchable regardless. I mean, he would have had to really get some wheels going to get caught up to it. But as the ball's coming down, or his ball's in the air, receiver's looking up for it, and he stumbles. And then Wissman kind of stumbled and looked like just natural motion. His arm, you know, he shoved his arm out. But, again, that makes it look like he pushed the receiver down. That's going to get called almost every time. So, first automatic first down up to the pass interference. Moves it up over the 50 to the 47-yard line. Sosh gets another low snap. The half can't end on a penalty, so he's going to the same play. He's got good cover this time.
Nice
pass. That ball was thrown very well. Ethan Gore on the coverage there. We talked about him earlier. He's had a couple of nice plays in coverage. But I tell you what, he couldn't have played it much less than he did. Otherwise, that's 6 points. That was a very nice throw by Sosh.
Yes, it was.
Missed his receiver, which I couldn't tell who it was. I want to say it was number 84. Looked like Zane Denner, who's a junior. Little guy, 5'4", 125. But it came down, hit him right in the breadbasket. He just couldn't hold on to it because of a good play by Gore. So that will bring us to halftime, 48-0. Shelby County leads.